Well, welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Beaupre and host of the Business Week in Review. Happy Friday as we get started. Thanks for being with us after a week off, and I hope you had a great holiday weekend with everybody. We're going to be talking and trying to catch up. You know how this goes. You take a week off, and it's piled so high on your desk you can't find the desk. Also have Greg Budwine in the studio with me of Leadum's Performance. We're going to be talking about business transitions again. What was it? Performance Plus and now Leadum's.
It is.
Introduce Greg. Greg, it's a pleasure to have you in the
Thanks
studio.
Thanks for having us today. I really appreciate it.
I always have fun with Greg. We have a good time. So
yes, we do.
We may get thrown out today.
Yes, it could happen.
We're going to be talking about some cyber and business topics to start things off and then get into the story about how Leadum's and Performance come together as we go through these merger discussions and business strategy planning. But let's cover a couple of things first. Having 2 weeks off, like I say, the cyber bites, the scareware continues. In fact, they are getting more elaborate in some of these emails. And if you haven't heard of this term before, you're getting emails, or you'll be getting some emails, that say that your security has been compromised, or they have your password, or all sorts of things, and they want a lot of money. Typically, it's like one Bitcoin, which is about $5,000 these days. They seem to be using the same password all the time, but the verbiage has changed around this, and you know, it's basically to scare you to make the payment. You know, get rid of it. By all means, don't send them any money or click on any of the links. The Santa letters are in full swing. Was what, a week before Thanksgiving, the Santa letters started coming in. Greg's laughing, he's shaking his head.
Yes.
You know, click here and get a free letter from Santa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get a letter, all right. And also a huge reminder to primarily financial institutions right now. There's a whole series of malware and through phishing emails that are coming out. Some of them are out of Brazil, and then there's some of them that are coming out of the Asian countries that are basically a backdoor. If somebody clicks on that phishing email, nothing happens, but it installs a backdoor in the system. The criminals then, it takes them about a month to work through, because obviously banks and other financial institutions have some pretty serious intrusion detection in place, but they slowly infiltrate the systems and then start transferring money out of the institution. This has occurred again, what was it, 6 or 7 times in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And all of those hits have been between $5 and $10 million. So this is not trivial by any stretch. So the takeaway is, again, reiterate with your staff, be cautious of what emails you're opening. If you have any questions, or tell your staff if they have any questions, ask first. Quiz the CEO. Did you really send this to me? Is this, you know, ask all those questions, because you'll get employee of the month for stopping that kind of money going out the door. So you want to be diligent on that one. Also, if you're using WebEx, they have come out. You want to make sure that you're up to date on WebEx. There's a vulnerability that's been found in that. Make sure that you've updated that in all of your systems. Never a dull moment. And lastly, a business bite. This one just causes me to scratch my head. So for the entities that have what we call managed services, so you outsource your IT, you know, certainly a viable business strategy. But if you happen to change, and that occurs from time to time, make sure that in the contracts that you have verbiage that they will remove any and all monitoring software that they put on. I guess monitoring is probably the biggest one, but make sure that all that software is removed. We had a question come in that an organization had changed, and later on we found that there was a backdoor in one of the servers that had been left behind. It had a legitimate purpose at the time from a management perspective, but now there's these tentacles left, and it is not easy to uninstall it. It's not a simple uninstall button. So apparently they're working on that and trying to get it, but make sure that that's your systems are clean when you change that, because you don't want to, you know, basically purposely end up with a backdoor in the systems. Well, with that, that was quite a cleanup list, Greg.
Yes, it was. Yeah. That's what happens when you don't come to work.
Yeah, see? Teach me.
Yes, well, it will.
We're going to take a short break. Stay with us, and we're going to come back and talk with Greg Budwine. It's always a great discussion, and talk business and some marketing. So you're listening to The Extra Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It's just about 9:15. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. I'm Jeff Beaupre, your host. We're going to be talking with Greg Budwine in a minute, but just a couple of items. If you're not listening live, by all means, you can stream us at krdo.com. Listen to the stream feed. You can also, shortly after the program, catch up with us at the Podbean podcast site. I always get messed up. Yeah, Bean.
You got your beans?
Yeah, I got my beans. It's businessweekinreview.podbean.com. I don't know who came up with Podbean, but, you know.
Somebody smarter than me.
Well, I want to formally introduce. I always enjoy talking with Greg, but Greg Budwine of now Leadham's Performance Equipment and Diesel Repair. Did I say that right?
You did. We just like to call it Leadham's.
Leadham's. Yeah, sir. That's quite a mouthful. I have to practice that, the long version.
Yes.
But I've known Greg for a number of years.
Yes.
And back when you had Performance Equipment, there was some discussions, and you were working some partnerships and stuff, and you met Larry Leadham.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you brought it together. Well, first off, thank you for being on the program.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's always a good time.
It is a good time.
Like I said, we hope we don't get thrown out today.
But yeah, we're going to try not to.
But, you know, give us a little history, kind of this starting segment about performance and how you got in the truck business, and then we're going to talk about business strategy, and that's what everybody wants to talk about is how'd you get into business, and then how do you grow it?
Well, it's been an interesting journey, to say the least.
If you own a business, it's always
a journey. Yes, it's always a journey. The best part for me was I was a Ford certified mechanic. I've come out of school, come out of college.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, sir. I worked for Ford for 10 years.
Oh.
And I worked for those guys right here. I worked for Phil Long.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001, I decided at a very young age that I probably shouldn't have, but I did. So I decided at a young age that I could probably do it better on my own. It's just my style. It's just who I am, and it's just where I came from. So in 2001, I left Phil Long Ford. I was vested there for 10 years, got a great education from those guys, learned a lot of stuff, and was what they call a triple master certified technician with Ford. I was the youngest guy in the country to have that honor, and was really proud of where I was headed and what I was doing. So if you're going to move up, you might as well
step out,
right? So that's what I did. First 2 years is probably the dumbest thing I'd ever done in my life once I started, because
it's always that thing of, you know, it's nice to have the buck stop here.
Yes.
But then there's some days you go, well,
that is
the
very
buck
true
stops, and now what do I
yes,
do?
Yes, yes. So we opened Performance Plus, and I was the head janitor, head mechanic, head service advisor.
So true, all of us, yep.
It's just like everyone else that does it. You do it all for a little while.
You got all the hats in your bag.
You do. And in about 2005-ish, 2006, somewhere in there, I hired my first two employees. Totally changed the game.
You started your own adult daycare.
Yes. The best part about business is people. And the worst part about business is people. So it was quite the journey. We did that until, like I said, 2006, 2008, somewhere in there. In the meantime, I was solely working on diesel trucks. That's all I did. Light duty diesel trucks. That's all we did. We didn't work on anything else. We didn't fix anything else. We worked on light duty diesels. And did a lot of performance work, thus the name, Performance Plus. Back then, we were building hot rods and putting extra turbos on. And that market in the diesel market, it was really cool market, because It was a market where diesels now have turbos, so you can overcome the altitude and you can tow well. And in 1994, when Ford came out with their diesel, the best thing you could have before that was a 460 gasoline engine. And so when they decided to go to the light duty and put diesels in, it really changed the diesel market. The diesel market completely changed, and it's still different today because of it. You can buy a F-350 or a 3500 Dodge or a 3500 Chevrolet, and there's not a whole lot you can't pull with those trucks.
Yeah,
it's
that's just, true.
It's amazing the work that they can do, and they've just made them better for the last 20 years. And so...
So again, you found a need, and we talk about this on the program a lot, is, you know, entrepreneurs will go out and they'll say, well, I've invented something. No. You find a need and fill it. And again, Performance Plus did that.
Yes,
so here's yet another example.
Yes, and the cool part about it was it was added value to customers.
Yes.
Because at that time, I really cared, and still do, very much for the customer. You want to take care of the customer. Being broke down, or your vehicle won't start, or being on the side of the road is no fun at all. And we still today go to great lengths to do whatever we can do to help solve that issue.
I mean, I have seen that firsthand.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing some of the things that, well, now Leadhams does, and it's like, you know, you understand customer satisfaction.
Yes. And it's not, and we don't call it customer satisfaction anymore. We call it serving people. Because that's what we do.
Well, that's your tagline.
It is, because that's what we do, right? It's a case where everyone's world gets turned upside down when you have a breakdown, and so our job is to take care of the people. The vehicle doesn't really have anything to do with it. It's all about getting to a safe place, getting the wife and kids home, doing all of those things. And that's really what started my business, which is why I stepped out and went, I think we could do it better. I mean, that's a
key takeaway for our listeners again is
–
you know, you go beyond just the fixed part.
Yes.
And, you know, it goes to your tagline.
Yes.
What is it? You serve people one truck at a time, I believe is how it's said.
Yeah. People serving people one truck at a time. That's what we do.
And that's a key thing.
And we have a great team that does that today. So we ran along there for a little while. It was 06. Everybody remembers 08. It was pretty tough times. In 08. The greatest part in the world for us as a business was in 08. We were serving people, and people understood that. And so 08 wasn't as much havoc on us as it was everyone else, because we were helping customers move. We were taking care of trucks. They were taking care of us. I mean, it was a really good time.
You build a relationship with your customer.
We had a huge customer base with a great relationship.
And that's a key point. But as you grew, you were getting into some growing pains, right? And that's kind of where the Leadham side started to come together.
The interesting part was, while I was doing all that performance work, that's how I met Larry Leadham, is he was actually building and designing some stuff for me that we were putting on trucks at the time, performance parts.
Okay, so aftermarket sort of things.
Yes, and I came up with the ideas, and then he'd build it for me. And it was just a really good relationship. And at that time, he was doing truck equipment. So he was doing rock boxes, flatbeds, toolboxes.
So it was a synergy already there.
It was. And in 2012, we had been working together for about 6 years. And him and I sat down one day and I said, you know, you're really good on the back of a truck and I'm really good on the front of a truck. I think we ought to do something here.
That's an interesting way to look at that. Well, hold that thought.
I will. I got it.
We have to think about that one a little bit. But
yes,
let's take a short break.
Sounds good.
And we're going to come back and talk about the Leadhams and the business and moving forward and some of the strategies.
Yes.
That's a good segue right there.
Yes.
So stay with us. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It's Friday morning. It's 9:27. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. I'm Jeff Beaupre, and in the studio with me is Mr. Greg Budwine.
Yes, we are. Here we are again.
they let us back in.
They did. They tried to lock the door, but it didn't work.
Before we took the break, we were starting to go down the path of bringing Leadhams and Performance Plus together.
Yes.
And I said, well, there's also another question I have, because I... how you call yourself. It's like, tell me the story. Can we talk about it on the radio? You reference yourself as Budwine.
I do.
Tell that story, because it kind of feeds into this whole discussion.
Yes, it does. Well, it just sets you apart. A, no one has the... there's a lot of Gregs in the world. That's number one.
Well, there's no other Budwines.
There ain't no
that.
Other Budwine, I promise you that. So it's just a case of setting yourself apart. I think the big key in business is to set you and your business apart and add value. And I think that's what we do. It's a pretty simple deal. It's pretty easy, and everybody recognizes the difference. And it's been huge for me in my career.
That's a genius marketing point right there.
It's absolutely huge, and it works really good because everybody knows Budwine.
Yeah,
that's just part of the deal. So.
Yeah, and when you get a call from Budwine,
you better hang on. Yes. It's all fun. We've had a good time. We're pushing 20 years doing what we do, and it's been a journey.
And you just built on that with the merger with Leadoms.
I did. Yes, we did.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it was interesting the way that it worked, because we actually partnered up in 2012, and we just partnered up in the truck equipment side, like I was talking about earlier. So I owned Performance Plus, and Larry had Leadoms, essentially. Back then, it was Leadoms Fabrication and Fix-It Shop, and I ran two different businesses. So I had Performance Plus, which was truck repair. We had Leadoms Fabrication and Fix-It Shop, and it was challenging running two businesses because you have two of everything, right? You got two income tax returns, two phone bills, two water bills, separate employee payrolls, and it was a challenge.
That's a unique situation. You know, a lot of companies talk about doing pivots as Jan talked about, but when you have two separate companies.
Yeah, they were two separate companies.
It's more than just 2x the problems. It's like geometric. It is.
It's huge. And it was so we did that for 4 years. In 2016, I decided that it would be better if we could just come together and be one business. So we essentially took Performance Plus, Leadoms Fabrication and Fix-It Shop. That's why our name's so long.
I have to practice it, like I said.
Yes, yeah, we didn't want to lose the performance side and the diesel side or the Leadoms side. So that's how we came up with the name Leadoms Performance Equipment and Diesel Repair. So in 2016, we took both businesses, we made them one, and Larry's been an awesome partner. We tease each other all the time because he's learning how to work on the front of the truck and I'm learning how to work on the back. And it's been a fun ride because it's been new for both of us because he's never worked on the front and I've never worked on the back. So it's been real interesting.
You can't get a better synergy of businesses than what you describe.
No, it is amazing how it works. And today we have a great team. At that time in 2012, we were about 15 miles apart in town. This last October, last month, we moved into a new building. We're two doors apart. So when you come see us, our whole team is there to take care of you, and we're a door apart away from each other. So
from front to back, you can't say top to bottom here.
Yes, front to back.
And so how did you do the management team? I'm rattling around in my head. Okay, how did you go through the merger? How did you accomplish all that? Because it's a big deal.
It was a huge deal. It really is. And like I said, the best part of our business is people, and the worst part of our business is people. And on some occasions.
Oh yeah.
But the key is, I think you got to have a good team to be able to get that done. We got a great team. They work together very well. We just sat down and said, hey, here's. It took us a year. I'm not telling stories here. In 15. We decided we were going to merge, and it took us a year to figure out.
I'm surprised it took that short a time.
Well, it was. I was working hard, Jeff.
you moved in is what I'm just hearing. Yeah.
Yes. And we all worked hard together to get it done. So we had lots of meetings. We took the time to figure out what it's going to look like, how it's going to work, who's going to manage what, and who's in charge of what.
Yeah, so, you're merging two business strategies.
Yes.
And you still have to be operational at all times.
You have to be functional and profitable because that's what a business does. So it was an interesting ride. Today, as of today, basically I'm in the background. I'm the I'm the CEO of the company, so I'm building strategy and vision and where we're headed and what we're doing.
You're working at the company, not in the company.
I work at the company.
That's another key point that Rob Slee talks about all the time.
Yes, I work on the company, not in the company. Larry's our day-to-day guy, so he's in the company. Him and I have a lot of conversations. We do a lot of stuff together. When I'm planning stuff, him and I make a lot of decisions together, and it just works out really well because Larry's such a great partner. And then we turn it over to our managers. Dustin does a great job for us, runs the repair shop, does a wonderful job there taking care of customers and understands the value in customer service.
Bingo.
And that's huge because we don't, it's hard to explain to someone that we can't. And we do, Budwine does not know that verbiage.
That's not in your,
it's not in my vocabulary. So I tease our managers all the time because sometimes, and it's happened to us before, I walk in and one of our guys working on a lawnmower and I go, what are we doing? Why are we working
on a lawnmower? That's not value added, yeah.
Well, it is if the guy's in a jam, right? So
it's customers. Yeah.
Customers that's true. In a jam, let's help them out.
I thought it was your lawnmower.
No. And so sometimes you walk through the shop as the CEO and you go, what are we doing that for? And then you find out we're taking care of a customer and it works really good. So.
That's, yeah. And it goes back, another takeaway that we talk about all the time is you hire great people, and that's not easy, and then get out of their way.
Right.
And, exactly. And let them take ownership.
Yes.
But finding the right people to put on the bus, as we talk about that on this program all the time. Is hiring great staff.
Yes.
And my rule, how does your group do it?
Well, our rule is we're always hiring. I mean, that's just our rule. If somebody's looking to go to work and wants to work and has a good attitude, that's three quarters of the battle. The rest of it can be taught, right?
True.
You got a person with a good attitude that shows up every day. The sky's the limit. I mean, we prove it every day. So I think the key is we have a tendency as a country and as a nation to be negative because we can't find any good people. The key is there's a lot of good people out there that have been stomped on, and you just got to change that mentality.
Yeah.
We want people to come to work and enjoy coming to work every day. That's just part of the deal.
And that feeds your philosophy.
Even through everybody has their stuff, right? We all got them.
We all have it.
We all have the guy in the corner that's just leave him alone and let him do his thing. Or the customer that really is tyrant and doesn't understand what we're trying to say. So I think the key is you just got to manage that because we all got it. But if the attitudes are up and everybody likes coming to work, it changes the game.
Profoundly changes the game.
Yes.
And it goes to one of our A-team members, Robin. Say, good morning, Robin, if you happen to be listening. Her line, I can't say all of it on the air, but she says, own your stuff.
Yes.
We all have stuff.
Just own it.
Deal with it.
Yes.
And that really adds to the team. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
You've come a long way. And so by 2018, you're a good size organization.
Yeah, and 2018 is over, just in case anyone was wondering. We're looking forward to 2019, and there's going to be some more big changes coming on the not necessarily lead-ems wise, but customer service wise. We've got a team that really wants to go kill it. So it's been fun. It's been hard. It's been a journey.
Well, I seem to recall in some of our conversations, you had a rodeo pass too. So that kind of fits in as you can, you can ride rodeo stock. This is kind of like running a business.
Yes, it is. It is. It is exactly the same. we've had some leadership stuff and we've actually used horses in leadership training. Because horses are just like us. We're all left-brained and right-brained. And it's been a cool journey to see that, where you can put people and horses together.
Well, we're going to talk. That's a very good point. When we come back from this short break, let's talk about the range riders in your therapeutic center as well, as we kind of wrap up with lead-ems. But stay with us. We'll be right back as we take a short break. It is 9:47 on Friday morning. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. I'm Jeff Beaupre, and in studio with me, I'm going to call it like it's supposed to be done. Budwine.
Welcome,
sir.
Thanks for having us again.
So as the company was growing, and as we were in the break there, we were talking about the growth and hiring of staff, and you mentioned horses as part of that, and that also grew. We'll talk a little bit about horses, but then you run a very interesting therapeutic riding center as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we do, because we're involved in the community, that's the best part of our business, right?
And that's a point I make is Budwine is very involved in the community.
We are very involved in the community, and we enjoy it. The community pays us, and I think it's our God-given right to give back. So as an owner, I do everything I can to give back. Sometimes we can't give enough, sometimes we can't help enough, but it's part of the deal, and we want to give back to the community. So as a company, as an organization, we're very involved in the community. And one of those things is, it's called Stable Strides now. They changed their name.
I saw that recently.
They did. They changed their name, but it's a great place to help people, whether they're traumatically involved, medically involved. They help veterans with PTSD, and they do it all horseback, which is really cool. And what I learned from it is you can do the same thing with people that work for you, because it's the same. It's a matter of confidence. It's a matter of using the correct side of your brain when you make decisions and not flying off the handle. And, you know, we all have that run or fight fear. So when we get upset, we're either going to run or we're going to fight, and a horse does the same thing. So,
and that's 1,000 pounds that you don't want to spook.
That is correct. And a lot of people are anxious because that animal is so big. But once you get to learn good leadership skills and understand how that horse thinks, it's the same in business. Once you understand how someone thinks, you can keep them from running or fighting.
I had not thought about a concept like that, but that makes so much sense.
Yes.
Use
yes.
the animals as part of that.
Yes, yes. Works really good.
Or you have a new company you're going to open up about HR?
No. What we do, and I'll give a shout out to Mike Leonards with Personal Horsepower. He does a wonderful job teaching leadership skills with horses. That's what he does, and he does a very good job with that. And we've used him for quite a long time, and he's good at it, and it works, because you're not dealing with another human. You're dealing with an animal, and it's very therapeutic. And it works, and you can see that what your leadership skills are really like.
Wow. Talk about a takeaway for our business listeners today. That's really interesting. I never thought about using horses or animals in general, because it probably applies to a lot of different animals.
It does.
But horses are big enough. Yeah, you can control a dog or a cat, but when the horse wants to move, they're going to do it on their own time.
Right. Well, and the interesting part for me over my 20-year career now, pretty much with Leadums, is that animals are a lot like their owners, whether it's a dog or a cat or a mouse or a whatever. Those animals pick up your vibes. And so if you have an animal that's out of control, that's probably an out of control leader, which is really interesting.
It's very interesting
to watch and see and learn. So the big deal for us is that's not only are we fixing vehicles, not only are we in business, but we're also training people at the same time. I've gotten better over time because we're paying attention to it, and our people are all getting better over time.
What a concept.
Yes.
That's a great takeaway for today.
Yep.
Well, as we wrap up, Greg, or I should say Budwine.
Yep.
Give us some details. How do people get a hold of you and the Leadums and
learn
more?
It's really simple to find us. You can go to leadums.com. That's the easiest way. There's a contact page there. If you come see us, we're on the kind of southeast side of the Powers Corridor, just before Platt. Our physical address is 1250 Paonia. We try to always have the coffee hot, but sometimes it's challenging to keep it hot because we drink a lot of it to get through the day, but we do have a bunch of that. So come see us. We do all kinds of different things. We do truck accessories, oil changes, tires, put on flatbeds, toolboxes. We fix cranes. If it's on a vehicle, more than likely we'll do it. And we've just expanded into the crossover and SUV world, because most of those things we consider trucks, even though some people call them their cars. And a lot of manufacturers are starting to stop making cars. Ford's going to be the first one, I think. We'll see how well it goes.
Stay tuned on that one.
Yes, because the crossover and hybrid and SUV market has really taken over. Yes.
Well, Greg, it has been a pleasure to have you in the studio, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And
I get to say Merry Christmas.
There
have
you
a
go.
Wonderful holiday, because I probably won't see you.
See you again.
Yes.
Well, you've been listening to the Extra Business Week in Review. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Join us next week. We're going to have another very interesting program for you. We'll be talking to you soon.